We kick off hour number two of the program. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200 is the number to join. Three and Out and Fan Run Radio. Been talking a little NFL roster building, as Dak Prescott and the Cowboys have until July 15th to get a long-term deal done. If not, he'll play out this year on the franchise tag and he'll have to go back to the drawing board. We saw how that worked out with Kirk Cousins in Washington. Kind of worked out okay for him, but the Redskins, one of the teams this year with maybe one of the weaker quarterback positions, they did draft Dwayne Haskins. He's currently listed as the starter. They have Kyle Allen there as well. They also have a new football coach because they had kind of sucked. And then, of course, Alex Smith is kind of the wild card. Maybe one day he's back playing. Let's go to the phone lines and grab Matt, get his thoughts. What's up, Matt? You're on Three and Out.
You boys know what I want to talk about.
Bring it.
Dougs.
Gus Duggerton.
55.
2-0, guys.
2-0?
2-0.
No way we lose to Florida now, right, Matt?
Dude, you know it's possible now. After last night's 50 burger, dude, it ain't happening. Want to put a wager on it?
Ooh.
No. I'm on your side with this. Will was saying there's a place you can bet. Or he had heard that there's a place you could bet. Or maybe it was Dave yesterday. And I was like, where? I feel like Big Cat has turned the corner. He's dialing them up. We got ourselves a football coach, Matt.
Like two games.
I think we do. I think we got ourselves a Heisman candidate. And who is it? Caleb Presley.
Presley, yeah. I was going to say, I think in two games he's got over 1,000 yards passing and 9 or 10 touchdowns.
Pretty good. I mean, when you're surrounded by Rico Bergerton and JoJo Smalls, Deion Flash catching the ball.
You got Pua Stubbs coming out.
Who can forget Pua Stubbs?
I think what would be hilarious if they could somehow have a goal line stand at that Alabama game and have him running in from the half-yard line like a quarterback sneak, but he fumbles it.
Presses L1 and pitches it on the goal line.
Yeah, hey, I'll tell you what's hilarious about that is I was Googling some like just Twitch videos last night, stream videos, just looking for that. And I came across one that my friend had sent me. You guys know who Leroy Jenkins is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, did you ever see the Garantano Leroy Jenkins video?
Yes.
Oh, my God, dude. It's the funniest thing of all time, is it not?
Funny and sad.
Yeah.
That was with the Bama fumble, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Bama fumble. Yeah. But it's the soundtrack to go with it just, I don't know, it makes me laugh.
Yeah. Caleb Presley last night against Baylor, 31 of 41, 558, 6 touchdowns, 2 picks. He also had 17 rushes, 77 yards, another touchdown, did have a fumble. Rico Bergerton, 1 rush, 3 yards. Touchdown, though, 5 catches for 64 yards. Everyone keeps talking about, you know, JoJo Smalls, Pua Stubbs. How about Dwayne Rogers Cole, 4 catches, 182, and 3 touchdowns?
I feel like 80 yards was on one catch.
Yeah, it was. That was the 50 burger.
That was a 50 burger. It's fun to be winning again, guys. That's all I got to say. I mean,
amen.
It feels good.
It does. Feels good. Got to go to the swamp Sunday night. Special edition.
Who's the next game? Colorado?
UConn.
UConn. Today at 3 p.m.
Day game. Yeah, Jack right. Mack about to get that whooping.
We'll get him. I just want to holler at y'all about that. That's actually fun as hell to watch.
I'll take anything fun as hell to watch right now.
Yep.
Especially sports related.
Thanks for calling, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Gus Duggerton.
50 Berg. Feels good.
Who knew he had such an electric offense? Just buried in that 4-7 team.
They were just sitting there. That was 60 yards to Rogers Cole for the 50 burger. Man, he got behind the defense. That guy's fast.
They should let all college players, now that you can do name and likeness,
mm-hmm.
like change their name when they get to college if they would like to. Like basically just DBA their name. Like, yeah, my legal name is still this, but for my football career, I'm going to be
Share.
Like be able to be a stage name. Right? Like, why not? That would help them market themselves.
Does it have to be like legal names, or could you get fancy with it and just do nicknames as your stage name?
Yeah, I think nicknames like that. I mean, if they can go by one name in European soccer, right? Like, why can't kids just? I mean, it might be a little confusing for some of the Tennessee fan base to keep track of, but I mean, they'd have to pick one and stick with it, I think. I don't, this can't be like your Twitter handle changing every week.
Fudge. Have you seen that? No. Key and Peele skit? All the players give their names, and the one guy's name's just Fudge.
Arizona State Penitentiary.
Penitentiary.
What do you think?
No, just I like the real names.
Do you?
I like the idea. Juwan Jennings going into the league just as the dog sounds so nice.
It reminds me of that old video game where you had to give yourself a nickname because it couldn't say, like, if you created a player, and it would just be like, the man for three. So it's like, I don't know. It just feels a little like they're, I mean, I don't know. Like, what names? Sniper, touchdown.
I don't know.
It's just weird. Just Carl. That'd be me. There's Carl. No, that's not good for advertising and promotion. You got a real name, people.
Okay.
Unless you have a weird name, but then you should legally change it.
I feel like Dak Prescott has an advantage because he's got a nice, unique name, Dak.
Who is it? Was it Baylor a few years ago when we were reading their roster and it was like, none of these guys have, these are all fake names. Because they were all, it was, like Danico Slaughter, it was like that, but 80 of them.
Right.
It's like, I just don't think these people, these guys got picked out of like a prison somewhere and just given fake names that sounded cool.
Probably true, especially the way they acted.
No comment.
Yeah.
Who was that guy for Kentucky? Was it 2 years ago? Cavassier Smoke? What a name. Are you kidding me? That's one of the best names in college football history. He's a pretty good player, too.
And hope they're branding. When is that happening? They're
still working on what that's going to look like.
They threw out the 1 year transfer thing.
They're still compiling data to see how they can pay college athletes for name and likeness.
See, James tweets in, can you go full on esports names like Nitro, JDM, and
Ninja?
Whatnot? Yeah,
Ninja.
I mean, they do it.
Well, yeah, but...
It's like wrestling. John Smith doesn't roll out...
But you do that because when you make a gamer profile, like, you just come up with a, you know, HK86 GBO or something. Mm-hmm. So that's what, you know, they... Ninja 207121. And then he just goes by Ninja because he's really good. I think it's Ninja. Right, Ninja?
Ninja is a very good video game player.
Fortnite?
Yes.
And among others?
Among others. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Ninja fan or Fortnite fan in general, but I do know who he is.
Never played it. Never played it.
I was really...
My cousin came in town and he wanted to watch a video of Ninja playing Fortnite, so I watched it.
How was it?
It was good. It was fine. I wouldn't, like, sit there all day and watch people playing video games, I don't think. But, you know, an occasional football game against Baylor, I mean, in on that. And you don't have to watch him play defense. Although I think he said he's about to start doing full game, right?
I hope so.
He did defense in the second half last night.
Okay.
He did third downs in the first half. So you send the third down, then he would play. And then in the second half, he played both sides of the ball the whole time.
I tuned in. I watched from about the late second quarter to like early fourth. I didn't even notice that he wasn't. I didn't notice him doing that the other night when it was all of a sudden third down. I'm like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah. He sims third down, then that's when he thinks he can get in there and really make a difference. I don't know if it's just a time thing. I mean, I realize he's playing video games, but he's probably a pretty busy guy. He's got a lot of podcasts.
And he's also trying to cut down on time because the way they do it is all three of them will try to stream on the same night, and so they'll go back to back to back. So, like, his producer plays Call of Duty right after him, so he tries to get the...
Yeah, at the end of the game last night, he was like, he's playing right now. It's also weird. You can tell he is doing it from an apartment and not a house because he doesn't yell. He has to get... Like,
I was wondering, is that why he's not
loud?
It has
to be. He probably yelled the first couple games, and his neighbor was like...
But. No, he's got a baby sleeping.
He's got a baby and...
Baby.
There you
a
go.
Girl.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one video...
baby cat.
Yeah. Little cat. When he won the... What was it? One of the bowls that he was in against UConn at Florida State... When he scored, he had his dog sitting next to him, and they started cheering. And it's one of the funniest videos because he starts cheering and then realizes where he is and not an actual football game. Has to quiet his dog down. It's beautiful.
I was wondering why I did, and then he had mic issues that one. I didn't know if his mic freaks out if he starts yelling into it. because he goes into now, he's like we got robot mic.
Yeah, sometimes if your mic comes a little bit loose, it gives like the
And they was like, we got it fixed. That's how we do it.
Every time he runs the read option, even if it's for 2 yards, he just
got to get better at
that. You like that read option.
Oh, wrong read. Got to get better at that. He's run the football a little bit more. It's the SEC.
You got to get Bergerton touches if you're going to do anything in the SEC.
It means more. One carry.
It means more. Whatever y'all say. That's what he goes.
It just means more. It's not even that hard.
It means more.
Every time they score a touchdown and Dougie starts doing push-ups on the plank.
Dougie. A.K.A. Smokey, for those who don't know.
Just the mascot, not the actual dog. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. The guy in the suit, not the real dog. Three p.m., right?
3 p.m., Jack Mack. UConn. Going to get a whoop-ass. This might be a Can he play a little defense? You think he can get another 50-burger but hold UConn to like 10?
If he plays the whole game, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, I got a question for you.
Okay. I got an answer.
When he says it's a blind play, does he actually control the quarterback blind, or does he just let the offense play and he doesn't watch?
No, he closes his eyes right after the right after he's about to choose his play, and then he closes his eyes, takes the snap, and is controlling everything and just presses random buttons. And it's a work of art.
He did that from his own like 8 yard line last night,
and he ran the perfect fullback angle. Got 9-10 yards out of the shadow of his end zone. Like it was 13. Beautiful. It's basically Jordan shooting from the free throw line with his eyes closed to intimidate Mutombo, but 10 times more impressive.
All right. Fair enough. We'll come back with more. Hour 2, Friday edition rolls on. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios. Houston, did you hear about SEC folks voting today whether or not the kids can come back June 1st to work out?
I did not.
Yep, it's going
down. My guess is they'll be back.
Presidents and chancellors going to have a Zoom meeting today and vote. June 1st is what the NCAA kind of paved the way for, and looks like that might happen. If it's not the first, they'll probably, you know, pick the eighth or something like that. Looks like it's coming back pretty soon. Big news. Big news for college sports. God, so it's so do you think anybody will remember or care? I mean, I will, but do you think anybody loses anything who came out and said, I just don't see how there's any way football, like, does Kirk Herbstreit has gone down in my book for a few different things over the last few years, but I lost another amount of respect for him when he came out way back when and said, I don't see any way we play college football in 2020. And it doesn't really have to do with anything about your opinion of the virus. Or it doesn't have to. It can, but it doesn't have to. My main takeaway was, why in the hell would you say that at so early? Because you just don't know. Like, you don't get any credit for being right about that. But I can't find any other reason why you say it. The only reason you say that is...
to sound woke?
To virtue signal and sound woke. To hope you get credit one day for being right. Which
for him in that case is a very bad idea.
Yeah, and there's all these side effects of him probably affecting his support staff that works with him and around him. I mean, it probably hurt their potential job opportunities or the money that they would already like. It hurt people that need to do their job with sports more than him, who, you know, he's already made it. He's a made man in terms of, you know, the money he makes off talking about sports. I don't know. Do you think anybody will care, though? Or, I mean, just football will be back and Kirk Herbst will be calling the games and no one will... I don't know. Billy probably. And I have this conversation a lot where he's like, you might as well just throw out anything you want because no one remembers No one keeps score anymore. No one there's so many predictions that no one can even remember when you've been wrong. So just be the loudest. That's in Nate Silver's book, The Signal and the Noise, with political stuff. Like, if you're talking politics, it makes no sense to try and be right. The game is be the loudest. Take over the talking points. Mm. Be bold and way wrong is better than being quiet and right. And you know, and then he goes into kind of how annoying that is. You know, find the signal in the noise. But the noise sells right now more than anything.
Of course.
And I don't know how many others did it, but there were a lot of people that were like, and I guess they just wanted the attention then.
I mean, you might be right, but I think that a lot of it was we didn't understand it. The models were terrifying, and they've all been proven wrong. But at the time, when you see the models, you're thinking, yeah, there's no way. How would we expect to possibly play football? It's kind of like lower the bar, then jump over the bar. There's no way we do this. And then you do it, and no one cares. No one's going to be mad. Well, I don't think – I mean, we'll kind of hold it to them, but I don't think most people are going to be like, ha-ha, Kirk, you were wrong. You know, no.
Well, it's the same crew that we always hate as Tennessee fans. When, like, Dennis Dodd and – I mean, it's the same guys. It's the same mentally weak people, I think, that didn't understand that what's best for their profession was just to shut up and see what happens. It's like the only way you could get attention as coronavirus hit was to talk about how bad coronavirus was. You couldn't, but see, that doesn't even really hold water because Clay Travis did the opposite. And a lot of people got mad at him for that, right? Early on, they were like, God, Clay, you've been wrong here and here. And here. So, like, it happened on both sides. This isn't even really a one side or the other argument. Like, Clay Travis tried to go super positive so he could stay as relevant as possible. And then people hate that. But then there was the whole, like, I don't see how we play football at all and then under these circumstances. And then, you know, I guess some people love that. And then other people, I don't know why you'd love it, but a lot of people hate that too. So maybe that's just the takeaway. And we talk about that all the time, how it does you no good to try and be accurate and in the middle these days. No. Whether it's politics, sports, it's just better for business to just pick a side and go as far that direction as possible.
But at least Clay doing it, I mean, he's obviously, it's a sports radio show. Like, if he's right, it's good for business. Yeah. It's good for him. I mean, the risk is, like, if you say, yeah, we're probably not going to have college sports, or I don't see how this works, and you're wrong, no big deal. If Clay had been wrong, people, I mean, and they still try to, like, dunk on him the whole time. I'm just excited that, because for, like, what, 2 months, there was no movement. It felt like just kind of, I don't know, it's not looking good. What were you going to wait and see? That's what we kept saying. We were quiet and in the middle. Wait and see. There's just not enough data yet. Wait and see. Now we're getting the data. We're seeing the updated models. We're learning more about the virus. Oh, it's actually not spread surface to person. It's got to be droplets in the air that you get into your, you know. And now there's, I mean, we saw at Ohio State yesterday. It's not, yeah, we're going to have games. It's we're going to have games, and now we're just going to see how many fans we can get in the stadium. What makes sense? What is feasible? What's the demand? What's safe? And I feel bad because there's a lot of people across the country spending a lot of time trying to develop these plans for what the virus looked like a month ago, right? What the pandemic looked like a month ago. But again, it's going to change in the next month. Hopefully it keeps progressing the way it is for the better. Oh, yeah, more fans. And then maybe by the time you get to the start of the season, it's, yeah, we really don't see any benefit to not just going business as normal until something were to pop up. And then hopefully that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, it felt really weird for people who make their money on something to say they don't think it's going to happen. Like, what do you... It's just so backwards. Well, I don't know.
And to say it as if you know more than...
Yeah.
That's what I haven't liked about all this. Like, if you start talking about something I haven't heard about, I'm like, well, I read it. If you don't know, you don't know. But everybody, like you said, they want to have an opinion. They want to have a voice. They want to be loud. And I don't know if it's just kind of the person you are on the inside that kind of spills out in situations like this. Like maybe he was really scared about it, right? Because he lives in Nashville, Brentwood area. That was the first county in Tennessee that had a case. Maybe at the time he was just scared to death for him and his kids and his mm-hmm. family. So you that fear is what you spoke out of. And I think, obviously it's a very serious thing. I just think that I don't want to say we overreacted by what we did necessarily. Now, we probably held on to some of those actions too long. But initially, we overreacted with the fear. And a lot of people pushed the fear, the fear, the fear. And maybe in a way that was a healthy thing because it actually woke some people up and made people understand, hey, this is a serious thing. But it just feels like we gave it way too much credence and fear in the front end.
Well, you and I talked when it first happened. We were doing the show, and we said, if this is awful and we're going to be dead soon, it does no good for us to be completely panicked our final days on the planet, yep. right? Like, it does no good. It doesn't matter how bad it is. Freaking out about it. I mean, like, you either take precautions or you don't. Your mindset during it doesn't impact your actions. And that was kind of my whole thing from the get-go. And we kept saying, you're just going to have to wait and see. Just have to wait and see. And now, I mean, it's May 22nd. If they pave the ways for kids to come back June 1st, I mean, other than missing spring practice, when do they come back anyway?
I mean, I think it's June.
Like,
yeah. Because I think June's normally when you do, like, your junior days and all that. So, mm-hmm. I mean, they're on campus.
So other than missing summer something school. That's kind of already come and gone, like, they're not really good. They won't really be out of sync with the schedule.
So if they vote for June, has the NCAA made a ruling, like, here's how many practices you can have?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But it's just that they can get back on campus and start working out. And they have to be student-led stuff June 1st.
That's
like
voluntary only?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It'll be voluntary practice and stuff. But there was a ban through May 31st. So that's why, like, hey, you cannot have your kids on campus for any reason.
Right.
Like, so this is just kind of opening that up, which is, you know, great news for college football.
No, it's a big step. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I like necessarily that the student athletes are going to kind of be the test subjects here, but if all these kids go back to – if all the athletes go back to campuses across the country and things go well, that's more positive momentum, more data for, you know what, maybe we can try this now and this. And the fact that we're still, you know, what is it, like 3 months-ish, a little bit over from football. I mean, a lot can happen, good and bad, but I think probably more good over the next 3 months.
Well, the CDC has some new information out that really – really makes especially college kids, the players, really good news for people in their age group. We'll come back with that. We'll give you our COVID-19 update before we move on to some other topics here. It's a Friday edition of Three and Out. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's hour number 2, 3 and Out. So the latest yesterday from the CDC was that coronavirus doesn't spread from surfaces very often, if at all. Which is interesting because I think it was a cruise ship where they measured that it was still on surfaces like days mm-hmm. and days after whatever, and then I think they in a lab they were able to keep it alive on the surface for a really long time. But basically their new information said that no, you pretty much have to inhale particles, and I'm sure
basically sharing an HVAC with a bunch of people is a bad plan.
Subway especially.
Anything that circulates the air mm-hmm. and you're on top of each other, bad plan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the newest information is that, and we've come full circle. We're comparing it to the flu again, but that's just where we are. I mean,
don't you dare.
That's the closest thing we have. All right, closest thing we have.
No, I'm just saying what
I know.
Saying what they're saying.
If you are 50 years old or younger, The coronavirus is less deadly to you than the flu. I'd say that's pretty good ammunition for the people that'll probably come out today. If vote comes down, they're like, kids, you know, can work out on campus June 1st. That'll be pretty good ammunition towards the,
I can't believe you're making the unpaid athletes go work out on campus.
It's like, well, first of all, they don't have to. It's up to them. This is their student. This is them lead.
I bet a lot of them are like, please, God, let me get around my teammates and work out.
Well, I saw a guy say, you know, tweeting out, it's like, you guys realize that these kids are safer on campus from this stuff. They have the best training, the best medical, you know, facilities. Like, come on. And you know they're ready to get back at it. Jonesing for it. I mean, it's what they do. It's what I always laugh at that. Like somebody's forcing these guys to play college football. You know? Like, yeah, I really just wanted to be a regular student and go to the community college, but I was so good at football, they locked me in the cage and drove me over to the field and, you know, made me, you know, chained me up and made me play. Like, this isn't gladiators. You know, this isn't like they're in prison 6 days a week and then have to go out and perform or they die. You know, like, come on. You can walk away. A lot of the NFL guys have once, you know, said, I've had enough. Done with this. It's fine. It's optional.
It's optional. Sorry. Couldn't help it. It's optional.
If you don't want to play, like, somebody else will take your spot.
Like I said, I think they want to play. I mean, these are guys that have been on teams their whole lives, probably enjoy being on a team if they've done it this long and been this good at it. Maybe that's just me. No, I don't think it's actually just me. Yeah.
Well, they were like, what about the old professors, the old coaches? I'm like, well, the old coaches aren't even going to be around right now. It's illegal for them to be running the workouts. So
who's going to – but, I mean, someone has to be there to make sure campus is open. Yeah.
Well, we got plenty of coaches and support staff under 50, right?
No, I'm just wondering who's allowed to be – I mean, is everybody going to be back? The coaches just can't watch the workouts?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. That adds up. Just getting a little closer.
Mm-hmm.
Just gaining on it.
We're getting there.
Like me, when I've hit my seventh shot and still not on the green. Just gaining on it.
Yeah.
As long as you go forward, you're gaining on it.
Yeah. It's still really only been about, 2 months? March the 18th was when I had the first thing I had planned that got canceled. So it was like March 16th, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, March and April drug. This month's going by pretty quick. At least it feels like it to me.
As I start coughing.
Great.
Spreading my particles around.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sorry about
Keep
that.
Keep your particles to yourself, bud.
I'll do my best.
Jeez.
Can you believe the flagship station's hating on Coach Duggs?
I'm actually kind of surprised because, I mean, I thought part of the job description was you our interests have to align with that of the university, and the university's gone all in on this.
Nah, they're just playing to their base.
Why not?
That's a good point.
The old crepid people that don't like fun.
I just don't get it.
If you don't like it, that's fine. But to call it embarrassing. Who's being embarrassed? Like, I mean,
no fun UCLA here, and sir. Baylor. No fun here.
What's embarrassing is getting a 50 burger hung on you. That's embarrassing.
You know, it's going to be pretty interesting when Jeff Jarnigan gets the call from Vol Football and says, yo, you're supposed to be the flagship. Why are you hating on something we're promoting? You're hurting recruiting, WNML. What the F are you doing? Get in line, bro. Come on, Brian.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
Andy.
I thought they had to be in line.
Can't wait for EA to weigh in on this.
Nah, maybe it's a bit. Maybe they're not serious. Yeah. Maybe they're just playing devil's advocate.
Surely, right? I mean, that would make sense to just kind of play up the curmudgeon.
I would hope so,
right? I mean, the guy that said the last one, his ad is bad take something. So,
yeah,
I mean, it really is.
I mean, if
it's on brand.
Your name's bad take,
stick to the brand.
Yeah, Did you see that Shannon Terry and Barton Simmons were weighing in yesterday on Dylan Brooks' big recruiting drop?
Oh, it's not a stick. Hang on before you get to that. God. Brian Rice has just tweeted why he doesn't like Barstool, and he's referencing the whole Samantha Ponder thing and all this kind of stuff. This link is a good start on why I don't see Barstool as a brand to align an athletics program that has a hell of a lot of female employees and student athletes. So it's not a stick. They're just hating on, you know.
Their CEO is a woman, so that's very sexist of Brian.
This is like hating Michael Jordan because he bullied a guy. Like, this is like hating Michael Jordan, the player, because he bullied a guy. Like, Tennessee is not...
I don't even think that's right.
Tennessee promoting Dougs does not mean that they have to say everything Barstool has ever done like, is
why,
moral.
Yeah, why... I just
like, those two things are separate. Talk about high and mighty. Good God almighty.
What a... A lot of mighties.
Bars.
That's a weird thing to pair.
And then Brian Rice just got killed by Buckethead, who said, you work with Eric... Oh man, you can't ride the moral high horse and work with the guy that gets more chances than anyone just because he was the quarterback at Tennessee. Come on, Brian. Come on. Oh, jeez Louise. Talk about.
Wait, did you get bored not having a media beef for a while? Now you're trying to start one?
I mean, Janeway just tweeted at me and said it's time for me to write another article. So.
Oh, God. Now we've called in the hitman.
Anyway, what were you saying?
No, so I was trying.
Are you our Vin dog, Will?
I was trying to talk recruiting, and now, good God.
Well, we can come back with that. We're up against it. We'll come back with some Tennessee.
We could prolong the segment if you want. I can make it happen.
And we can come back with some Tennessee recruiting.
Very good at verbal abuse.
Good grief. B-Cat Ball sent me Jimmy Himes dancing at the company Christmas party. Oh. Wow. So you don't like Barstool Sports because of something that happened over here and think the universe... Is this a little jealousy? Like, no, Tennessee football's our team. Like, you don't get to step on our turf.
I was wondering about that.
As the media relationship, you know. Barstool can't have a media relationship with Tennessee football because we're the flagship. Like, this is probably wait for it. Cumulus will probably sue Barstool Sports over some contractual you can't do that because of yada 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 yada. You know, we pay for those rights. But when the Tennessee football program and the head coach, like, I know you said it wasn't Jeremy Pruitt actually tweeting, but when it's his account, it's his account. Mm-hmm. Like, when they're on one side and WNML's on the other, that's fascinating to me. And now to see that it's at least Brian Rice personally, it's because he has a problem with Barstool Sports. It has nothing to do with, or I don't know. He also seems annoyed that people enjoy video games. I don't get that, but whatever. Like that's the opinion part. That's fine. Like, if you don't like video games, who cares? That's fine. Some people do, so it's. That I'm not hating on somebody for having a preference of something. That's fine. Oh, God.
What happened now?
Will just tweeted.
Oh, boy.
Thought that was going to be in a post, Will.
I did tweet. I got excited.
You didn't capitalize the first letter either. We talked about punctuation earlier.
It's not. No, that's the cool way to type. You turn your auto capitalization off so people know you're young and hip.
Okay.
It's the way to get it going.
Will does make me feel younger when he's around.
Good.
I'm glad. Yeah. You guys make me feel older.
Interesting. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing for us.
He said his last name is cultural appropriation.
Here I am, just getting ready for a nice long weekend. Just trying to do a couple good hours of radio.
Yep.
Stress-free. And you got to just pull me back in.
Hey, any grief you get, all you have to do is reply with my at and tell them to come to me. I got you.
See? You've got your own personal guy.
I'm basically
now.
Your secretary.
You've got a guy. You've got people.
I'm your people. I'm Houston's entourage.
I just wanted to live and let live.
You've tried to be so good recently.
I have.
Even your accidental beefs, you've been trying to back out of them, trying to smooth it all over.
It's tiring. It's tiring. I had people in my life that didn't like that I was getting in fights with John Pennington.
Really?
Yeah.
People in your life that you care about, they didn't like it?
They didn't like it.
Because it weighed on you?
Yeah.
It's stressing you out. Well, don't go over Meyer on us and have, like, heart issues.
No. It just, you know.
Because of the stress.
It would just make me so angry. I'm trying not to be angry.
And I'll start hitting the bottle and get a DUI. That's the last thing we need.
Good idea to not do that.
It's
also a little different when they come directly at us, like Pennington did.
They're coming at Tennessee football. That's what's crazy. That's what I don't get. That's why I'm confused. That's why I brought it up. If they come, it's strange. Very, very strange.
Oh, no, it's kind of like that. I mean, they're not coming at us, but they're coming at us. Or at least it feels personal to me because this is like
Barstool.
Yeah, I love Barstool, but also it's just like the only form of football or entertainment. I've been watching reruns of old football games, and to watch something that's live and not predicted or I can just Google the score of, it just has that little bit of flair. Even if it's not the real thing, let me pretend.
No,
it's the best we've seen Tennessee in a while, too. So
it's the best I've seen Tennessee ever.
Look, I agree with all that.
I don't understand.
I disagree with the people who say this is embarrassing. It's stupid. I'm with it. I think it's good publicity, exposure. I'm all for it. It is strange, though. Like, why? Is it, like you said, is it jealousy? Like, oh, wait, we're supposed to be the media entity that you guys do all the fun stuff with. And I don't know, like, is part of it because our site and our people have run with it and are having fun with it? So there's like this, oh, well, we can't be in line with fan-run radio, so now we just got to go counter.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, when you link the Sam Ponder stuff, though, like, at least for Brian Rice, and he has his own show. He can say what he wants and speak for himself. But it seems like he has a problem with Barstool Sports. And that's his opinion. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
It just seems a little bit...
I just don't understand. I don't think we should judge entire companies off of...
the actions of a few.
Right.
Now, and a lot of things at Barstool that I don't necessarily like. I don't necessarily agree with. But, it's a little sanctimonious to be...
like, Big Cat playing NCAA 14 really has nothing to do with...
Right, exactly. It just feels a little bit like... the perfect word is sanctimonious. Like, oh, yeah, it might be fun, but their owner or partial owner, whatever, Portnoy... oh, he said some mean things about Sam Ponder one time. So it's like, okay, so anyone who's ever said something mean about anybody, like, you just can't enjoy anything that their business does or that they... like, I just...
Janeway says, you need a coffee. He says, he's not calling you soft. Like, he's not generalizing that about you all the time. He's just saying you seem a little soft this morning.
I'm just saving my energy for a real fight because I know one's coming. All right, look, that's just the way of the world. We get in these ebbs and flows, and then all of a sudden, for no reason, you know, Wes Rucker thinks that a fake account is me and comes at me, and it's a whole thing. You know, Pennington misquotes me on his TV show because he's hurting for content, and then it's a whole thing. Like, that's the stuff I'm saving energy for. People saying this is stupid and embarrassing, it's just a bad look on them. I mean, they're doing it to themselves. They're making themselves look, well, foolish.
Well, they're good at that, so.
See, like, there you go. You're just trying to knife it in there. I'm going to be getting texts, calls, and DMs all the rest of this weekend because you had to make a couple comments.
I'm kind
of
just doing it now to make you uncomfortable.
Billy says he's trying to build an army and he needs me. Thank God Janeway said something. Y'all don't want the thunder, okay? Like, I'm a nice guy,
You're the reinforcements.
Like, I've been out of that.
We're holding you back right now. We're keeping you back here.
Yeah.
Nice. Well rested. You can go win your fishing tournament this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a couple days off.
Warm that arm up for the throw off.
Exactly. Yeah. We have a throw off on Wednesday.
Warm the arm up.
I'm like a nuclear bomb. If I'm just sitting over here, mm-hmm. I'm good. You can get close to me. You can look at it. You can open me up, whatever. But press the button. And then I start pressing buttons. The Twitter fingers come out. I got a Walmart shut down.
It's true.
You kind of remind me of like the Carmelo Anthony of NBA fistfights, where like right now you don't want to get into it, so you're, because it's in game, and so he's just going to back all the way away. When he was, I think it was like 2011 or whenever it was, Nuggets. But when it's really, really serious, you'll meet Kevin Durant back behind the locker room and say things about his wife and mom.
Houston's the guy who's kind of watching the fight right now. But if somebody swings kind of out of the scrum and catches you, you're in there. Or
yeah, and you're trying to rope me in.
Or if you see, because you're a company guy, and if you know that we need you, you'll be there.
That's right.
I don't have any doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
As my grandmother would say, not an iota of doubt that if needed, even if you aren't directly attacked, that you would come to defend the 37.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. But that's the thing. They're not coming at us
right,
yet. But if they do.
We don't.
Yeah. If they do. Even if we start it, I'll be there. Mitchell tweeted at you. I don't know if you've seen it yet. He says, every other school played along when Big Cat used their school. It would be more embarrassing if Tennessee just ignored it.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. Why would you? And thanks for bringing that up. I did miss that.
Like, if Texas Tech can do this and have fun, and Baylor can do this, and or not Baylor, Toledo and Florida State. Like, if they can do this USC. And have fun, we can do it too. We're just having fun, just goofing off.
I know.
Reigning Super Bowl MVPs.
I think it's turf protection, man. It's like, no, mm-hmm. we're the ones that have the relationship with the University of Tennessee. I mean, we just to be honest, like we get that a lot. We get that a lot. That like. You can't write and talk about Tennessee stuff. That's our, because in this town, the coverage loop kind of ran a certain way for many, many years, and no second radio station could ever really gain traction. And we've been really fortunate to have really talented people come together and make this thing work. And I'm proud of that. And now I know
new media versus old media.
Well, I mean, I know there are people over there because they've told me that they are glad we're successful because it makes their people work harder.
Mm-hmm.
They have told me that to my face, and I appreciate that honesty. And I think you and I both have great respect for many of the people we compete against, whether it's radio or
many people,
web or whatever. That's not what we're saying. It's just. It's just funny when we disagree, and I don't understand. Like Barstool, I kind of embrace when we disagree on things that are not serious and we can have fun with. Why would you not want to have more fun? More fun, please.